This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Tried to get an example on the podcast yesterday.
What, set an example?
No, the singer, rapper dude.
What, you're trying to get him on what? He said no?
Well, I wrote an article about him ages ago.
What
in
did
like
he
2012,
do?
And he posted it on Instagram yesterday.
Really? That was good of him.
Yeah, so I was having a little conversation.
He's happy to show your stories.
Bezzies now.
Not happy Bezzies. To talk to you. That's it. Bezzies. You haven't got any best friends.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now, time, whatever time it is right now, here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we get treated and not tricked. We're discussing all things Halloween. We've got a very special guest in the studio with us, a guy who is on a show that's talking about all spooks and ghouls. Glenn Hunt joins us, plus we're discussing her treats and not tricks.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM episode 38. And we promise you it's going to be a treat and not a trick for the years. And we're discussing all things Halloween. And if you've never joined us before, please do check out all previous episodes. Just go to iTunes, type in Luke and Lucy FM. And we discuss a different topic each week. And we thought, well, you know what? We'd be crazy not to discuss Halloween, right, Lucy?
Well, it is Halloween soon.
Exactly. So we
thought
we'd discuss it.
Why the hell not?
Why the hell not? A true fact about me, Luke Marsden, is that I have dressed up in the same outfit for the past 4 Halloweens.
What is that? As yourself?
Hannibal Lecter.
Quite scary.
Hannibal Lecter.
Nice.
Yeah,
can
exactly.
We have picture evidence of this?
I might tweet out at Luke and Lucy FM. I'll tweet out a picture. Lucy, what's a true fact about you?
Okay, so my standard Halloween costume when I was a little nipper was put a plastic bag over me, and I was apparently a witch.
Over
then.
Your face or just over your body?
Just over the whole or everything.
Now, joining us in the studio is a man who frankly deserves no plastic anywhere near his face. He is
plastic surgery.
He's a star of a global TV show, frankly. It's on Netflix. It's on UK TV. It's on the Really Channel here in the UK. He is a radio presenter. He also does his very own podcast. Please welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, Glenn Hunt.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What an introduction for you, Glenn.
That was the best introduction I've had in my entire life.
Aside from your own podcast, the Anytime Podcast Show, Glenn, yeah. Have you ever done another podcast?
No, this is my other podcast. I feel like I'm being traitorous. To my own podcast, yeah.
You're cheating on your podcast.
Glenn, tell us very quickly, though. But not quickly, as long as you want. Tell us about your podcast.
It's called The Anytime Podcast Show, which I host with TV's Yvette Fielding.
Oh!
And that came about when she insisted that we do this podcast, because we used to, as a radio presenter generally, that's how I pay my mortgage, she used to guest co-host with me.
Oh, nice.
And we hit it off and had a great time. And since then, she's always said, we should do a podcast together. And I said, you're absolutely right.
And no company will hire you, so you ought to do a podcast. No show is going to hire you both.
Well, it's not like we can't be self-editorial. You know, in a way, you've got to behave a bit more on the radio. But with the podcast, you can get away with a little bit more.
Of course you
so,
can.
So the rules are out the window and we can relax a bit. And it's got nothing to do with the paranormal. It's all complete, silly, stupid behaviour.
It's
mayhem. It's looking about. But, you know, it's and we've only done about 12, 13 shows so far. And the response has been absolutely incredible. So we're looking forward to doing many more in the future as well.
Check that out. AnytimePodcast.co.uk for all episodes.
Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show.
Thank you very much, Glenn. Now, the reason why we've invited invited you onto this is not to talk about your podcast. Maybe we'll do a podcast about podcasts in the future. but the reason why we decided to invite you onto Luke and Lucy FM is because, aside from your day job, aside from your podcast, you're a bit of a paranormal guru. We did want you on the show because you are part of TV's Most Haunted. You play, well, not play, I mean, you genuinely, you play yourself.
You play yourself.
Yeah. I am myself, yeah.
You are yourself.
It's not,
we're all ourselves.
It's not a character, is it?
No.
You're genuinely a skeptic on the show.
Yeah. Open-minded skeptic.
Okay, so when you see skeptics in real life, like Halloween, you know, these days it's about getting your face stuffed with sweets, isn't it? It's not about ghouls and you know, and all that
well,
sort
I don't
of stuff.
Know, all the clowns going around at the minute. Well, like, exactly, that's pretty scary.
So yeah. I just think, you know, your role is quite an important role, I think, on that show, because a lot of people, I think, myself included, Lucy, you a skeptic?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe in ghosts.
You've got to have a bit of balance to any argument, you know, there's those who will out and out believe in that everything that's paranormal and you know, if that's what they want to believe, I'm not there to dismiss your beliefs, because everyone has a belief for whatever reason, you know, I'm not there to take that away from it, but I'm there to offer a different perspective. But Lucy's quite rightly said, I don't believe in ghosts, but then you've got to define exactly what a ghost is. How would you define a ghost?
Like Casper, the friendly ghost.
Right, a cartoon character.
Yeah.
So you don't believe in cartoon characters?
No,
CGI
I just believe that
character.
That's what they look like, you know, when you put a
something
sheet over
floaty
and
everything.
It's like,
just like
ooh,
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what about you, Luke? Do you believe in ghosts?
You know, I wanted to, and then I've just had nothing happen to me that I feel as though would warrant me to believe in a ghost. At one point, I thought I saw my dead grandma. Turns out it was just another old lady.
Right. You see, a ghost, traditionally, then, you would argue, though, stereotypically, it's an apparition, isn't it?
It's a person, yeah.
A person or something that you think you see. Okay, substitute the word ghost for the word recording. Would that make more sense to you?
So if I heard a recording that you couldn't account for?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Lucy, would you? Is that something you could probably hear yourself believing in?
I don't get it.
Lucy didn't even understand.
All right, so if you think you see something, rather than it actually being a real physical entity,
okay.
You can interact with,
you can
perhaps
hear
you're watching
it.
Or hearing the a recording of something.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you think, and this is where I come in as an open-minded skeptic, whilst I'm prepared to buy into the idea that people are seeing these things,
yeah.
You know, I've got to look at it from a different angle. It's like, well, okay, if you think you're seeing something, I think I've seen something on the programme. I really thought I saw one of our cameramen walking past the doorway. Turned out it wasn't him at all.
Really?
But I saw something. I know I saw something.
What do you think you saw then? An apparition?
It was the profile view of somebody walking past the window that I was, and I heard the footsteps at the same time. But I still can't tell you what it really is. But,
because you don't know.
Because I don't know, and you know, it wasn't captured on the camera, which is, you know, really, really frustrating. But, you know, a recording is the idea that you're watching some kind of playback in nature. If you think back to the old days, I mean, we're listening to a recording now, the people listening to this podcast, but in the old days, it would have been a cassette recording or a VHS recording.
Lucy, that you know what that is, right? You're old enough to...
Yeah, you're old enough to
know. I know what that is.
So,
that's
how
right.
old Lucy is.
And if you
I'm
think
such
about
a
it,
baby.
All that is, it's just iron particles arranged in a certain fashion by a magnetic tape, by a magnetic force in a video or a tape machine.
Isn't that all we are, though?
Well, it's just particles rearrange and when you play something back, it's just that, really. So who's to say that in nature there isn't some way that somehow things are recorded for whatever conditions we really don't know, and when the playback occurs, it's again the similar conditions as to you know what made that recording be a memory within the walls of a building.
This is blowing my mind.
It's a theory called stone tape theory, but it's fascinating.
So you feel like these ghosts and stuff are recordings. That's what I think. Happened in the house.
Yeah, I don't think it's something you can interact with, but I think it's something.
They're basically Netflix.
It's some kind of. I think a ghost is a recording. That's how I would interpret it. As far as messages from beyond the grave,
Halloween's the weakest point, is it not?
That's
the strongest
what they say.
Point,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Have you ever used a Ouija board?
Yes, I have.
And
well, the glass or planchette does move around, but again, is it basically
not think someone was pushing it?
No, is it the idiosyncratic movements of your subconscious moving the hand?
You know,
you still don't really know.
Yeah, that's the thing. I
Does it not feel like it's just moving from underneath you?
Well, there's one time we were using the Ouija board and everybody took their hands off the glass at the time, and there was only my finger on top of the glass.
So you just knew the tip of my finger. Just you,
so it was just me, and I still felt the glass tugging away from my finger.
Okay.
And I can't explain that.
So there's something going on there.
I wasn't pushing it or manipulating it. My fingertip was just resting on the very top of it.
Should we do our own Ouija board?
No, not right now. And I don't fancy talking to my grandma. She won't be. She'll be very disappointed in me. And I did a Halloween event a few years ago for a community radio station, and we did our own Halloween live event. And they claimed this chair was moving. There was about 12 people touching this chair, and it was spinning around. And I thought, if you all take your hands off it now, you're telling me this chair's still going to move. So they all took their hands off it. The chair stopped moving.
Mm.
So what's happening there, Glenn?
It could be some kind of counterbalance thing going on. Your gravity taking over. You just don't
all
really
the 12 people could be fake.
No, they're not faking. But by subconscious manipulation, you could be just persuading a table to or a chair to move
without knowing about that. You've got to think about the subconscious, Lucy. You live in yours most of the time.
But it is honestly, the brain is such a powerful thing. There's loads going on inside your head which you really don't understand. And the subconscious mind even more powerful.
We don't want to dig too deep in the subconscious, Glenn. I mean, Halloween for you. What does it? What does it mean? What does the night mean for you? As you've got older, obviously, it means staying in the house, putting a sign on the door saying the dog will attack you. I assume that's what it is.
I think it's a fun. All these people who poo-poo it and say, oh, the kids shouldn't be dressing up as ghosts and girls. What a load of nonsense. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, I don't understand why people would say that.
Exactly. It's not going to cause you any harm. People would, oh, witches, it's all horrible. No, it's not. Traditionally, witches were wise women of their day who knew how to cure ailments and things like that.
They were burned at the stake.
Exactly, just because they help people get a little bit better.
I wonder how they got this name for themselves.
Well, there's the famous story of the Pendle Hill witches where, is it Alice Nutter or one of the names of the witches, I can't remember which one it was, cursed somebody who was crossing the moors. And then they, basically, in real terms, this person, either at the same time or sometime later, they had a stroke. So obviously, science not being what it was, put two and two together and made five.
Oh,
and this person's
no.
a witch, you know, and they, you know, they get...
So they burned her.
Yeah, well, they killed her. It's just a product of its time. I think a lot of superstition comes from basically not understanding. You just got to educate yourself and realise. For me, the least likely thing is a dead person coming back to contact you in life.
It just doesn't happen, does it?
Unless that was, you know, something was to reach out to me or, you know, and persuade me otherwise.
I mean,
I'm with you on that.
Halloween night, for example, they say it's the strongest point, isn't it, between the living and the dead, right?
Mm.
To be honest, you could walk around Wigan on a Saturday night and see the living and the dead merging with each other. I mean, there's not really that
you
much.
You can say
else.
That about any town, anywhere,
yeah, exactly.
Really.
In any city, to be honest, in the studio, to be honest. And, you see it like that. Halloween, you know, for me, especially going back years as a kid, it was about going buying some eggs from the shop, going
and
to that,
oh,
you see, when
going
I was
to
a
that
lad.
Neighbour's house that you didn't like.
Where
such
I grew up,
terror.
The night before Halloween was Mischief Night, and that's when you went around doing things like that.
But you didn't
not
do it on Halloween night.
Not that I can condone that for you.
Of course not. Lucy, I mean, what did you get up to in the yesteryear of Halloween in your youth?
I just used to go trick-or-treating all the time. That was literally it. Get loads of sweets, come home.
What sort of outfit?
My bed
did
off.
You make any effort within any outfits?
Yeah, like what I told you. Dressed up, bin bag, witch.
That's not the thing is, though, right? And this has happened previously. Since my mum put me in charge of dispensing the sweets, I've become a bit more Simon Cowley on Halloween evening. So if I'm impressed by the costumes,
you give them more sweets.
I give them sweets. If I think somebody's just literally bought a 99p mask from Tesco, stuck it on and gone, can I
someone
have some sweets,
mate? Someone actually did that. I was fuming.
It's
I opened
a no.
the door once. There was this teenage boy who literally, so moody, just put a mask up to his face.
Trick or treat.
I don't even think he said trick or treat, actually.
I mean, that's the thing, though, Glenn. I'm sure you've done it right. You've probably said trick. What?
Yeah.
Did you stand
they
there?
They're not
See,
ready for that, are they? Well,
I
tell you
used
what.
To prepare a trick when I went out trick or treating.
Okay.
And I remember
so knock on Glenn's door now,
no one actually said trick to me, apart from my mum when I knocked on my own door. And it was his water pistol. So I just drenched my mum. She got it all.
That went down well.
An incident, there was somebody a few doors down. They were renting the house and we were watching because some kids had been knocking on our doors. This is quite a few years ago now. And we watched the kids go down the street and they knocked on this door of the house that was being rented. And the woman opened the door and she went, yes. And the kids all said, trick or treat. And she went, oh, I'll have a treat, please. And she reached into their bags. took the sweets out and shut the door on them. I couldn't believe it.
That is brilliant. I mean, to be honest, I like how ingenious that, that is. I want to do something like that. I mean, but kids these days, they get the outfits from Tesco. Back in the day, my mum, I think, even made me a Halloween outfit for me to go egging in. And when I say egging, we literally bought eggs and chucked them at a neighbour's window.
Why
we didn't
would you
like.
Do that?
Because there was a lot of neighbours on my street that I particularly detested.
Yeah, I bet you were a little brat, weren't you?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe it was more my friends. Are. I mean, I remember the next day, my dad sitting me down and saying, Lee down the road claims that his house got egged last night. Do you know anything about it? I was like, well, I saw some people do it, but I wasn't part of it. When I said people, I mean me. I did it. I hope he doesn't listen, by the way, to Luke.
I hope he does.
I want you to know that I'm not an egging
terrorist.
Lee, I'm going to tell Lee. Glenn, some of your favourite moments from Halloween. I mean, do you particularly... There's a lot of people who, you know, they have certain times of year, Christmas, they're like New Year's, they're like birthdays, like Easter. For you, or the job you do... Is Halloween an exciting time for you, or is it not really?
It is now with an involvement with Most Haunted, obviously. But prior to that, it's sort of for the kids, isn't it, really? Just to go out, dress up, put a costume on, have a bit of fun, get some sweets off of friends and neighbours.
Do you take your kid trick-or-treating?
Yes, I have done previously, quite early on, because they're quite young. So, but they love the costumes and dressing up and being a bit silly like that.
Aww.
Do you go, obviously, over across the pond in America, the Atlantic? They go Halloween mad.
Crazy.
It's starting to appear that way. This side of the Atlantic, isn't it?
But they've even got Halloween dresses.
Yeah.
Ball gowns and things. It's crazy.
I believe I once spent New Year's Eve in New York, which of course is pretty big in Times Square. But I was told when I was there that the best time to go to Times Square in New York is on Halloween.
Do they drop a pumpkin instead of a ball?
I'm not entirely sure what they do, but I've just been led to believe that it's going to be amazing. So I need to look it up and see what goes on there.
I was in Disney World for Halloween once, and obviously you can imagine Disney World. They go mad at any time of year. Check out, by the way, the previous episode about Disney, and they had pumpkins. I've never seen as much orange stuff in my life. Honestly, it was pumpkin crazy. Great. Nobody a big fan of pumpkins then? No, nothing?
Well, let's not forget the traditions of Halloween as well. It's made up of four traditions from different cultures. There's the Roman Feralia Festival, which commemorated the dead. So you can see why there's that. There's the Roman Pomona Festival as well, honours the goddess of fruit and trees, because it's also a summer's end.
Of course it is. And autumn comes in.
The Celtic festival, Samhain, I think it's spelled S-A-M-H-A-I-N, and that means summer's end in Gaelic.
Wow.
So that's where it comes from as well. There's the Catholic festival of All Hallow Mass as well, All Hallows Eve.
Yes, that's what it is.
And I think the biggest mystery of all about it is, where has the apostrophe gone from Halloween? You don't see it put in anymore, do you?
You know what, Glenn? That is a very good point. If anybody knows, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. You know, let us know where the apostrophe's gone. I think that's a very valid point, Glenn. No, absolutely.
I'm still laughing at the pumpkin.
Still Lucy's got the giggles about the fact that nobody cared about the fact that I was obsessed with pumpkins. Halloween films, Glenn. Is there a time when you... Is Halloween for you where you sit down with your wife, you get some popcorn...
Have a bit of sexy
pumpkin
time.
Flame. Okay, I mean, no, I was on about not recreating horror. But watching, like, Hocus Pocus, watching some of the best Halloween films that you can think of, Hocus Pocus for me is the favourite one.
Right. I'm not really big on Halloween films or horror films, generally speaking.
Even.
I used to watch the Friday the 13th ones.
I used to watch
And the Nightmare on Elm Streets and stuff like that. But I've not really seen anything that floats my boat.
No.
Halloween time, I've never traditionally been that fussed about it.
Unlike America,
who go mad for it, absolutely
insane, like we mentioned.
Anything that celebrates something that seems to be older than the country. they do seem to have an affection for it, don't they?
That is very, very true. Lucy, Halloween for you. Halloween film, staying in, going out, what's Halloween?
I normally go out because I live on my own now, so I don't really want to stay in on my own at Halloween.
Just in case somebody comes to your door.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to see if I can find a friend somewhere and go to a Halloween party or something.
Well, this is the thing, though. Do you see many Halloween... In this country, in the UK, we don't see many Halloween parties, so to speak.
Yeah, like, there's a few hosted. I remember when I was a student, they had so many Halloween parties.
But that's a club hosting it. That's not one of your friends or your neighbours hosting a Halloween party,
but,
is
like,
it?
You wouldn't either during the week, because everyone works. I suppose on a weekend, they do.
I've
heard of a few Halloween parties.
Have you ever had pumpkin pie? It's supposed to be all the rage, apparently.
Yeah, it's awful.
Is it?
It really is dreadful. Why would you make a pie out of pumpkin? It's just wrong. I think the only thing they're good for is carving out and making a face on the side, isn't it?
Pumpkin soup is quite nice, though.
Pumpkin, I don't mind.
To be fair, you're quite
soup.
Right about that. Yeah.
That's what you can do with a curving once you've done with it and it's started to rot.
Make some soup.
Do you curve pumpkins? Have you curved a pumpkin?
Yeah, I've done quite a few. When the kids were quite young, didn't do scary faces. We put friendly faces on there, smiley, toothy grins and that kind of thing.
Oh.
Can you not be bothered anymore? Just buy them pre curved. I've bought some pre curved.
Oh, no, that's part of the fun. The kids have got pumpkin carving out kits and everything like that, so it's all part of the fun.
What is a pumpkin curving outfit?
The scoops, the special kind of scoops which make it easy to get the seeds and everything out the sides of the pumpkin wall from the interior of it and to cut them and to cut the faces into the side and stuff like that, which you can do safely. It's good.
Oh, wow, Glenn. That's very.
Kids are so spoiled.
They are. They're very lucky to have me as their dad.
Very organised as well, that pumpkin curving. Lucy, have you ever curved a pumpkin?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Why?
My mum and dad don't really, they're not really Halloween. They don't answer the door to trick or treat.
You don't live with your mum and dad anymore, though, do you?
I know, I don't.
So you just caught yourself doing this weekend.
I can't do it on my own.
Of course you can. Sit in and curve a pumpkin on Halloween night.
Go get one. They're dead cheap in the supermarket these days. Yeah.
Oh, all right, then, I'll do it. I'll stick a candle in. I'll go wild.
If anybody wants to send us any pre-curved pumpkins,
so
at Luke and Lucy
FM. So what do you do with a kitchen knife?
Well, you can get those kits I was talking about. But use it kitchen knife.
You shouldn't really be letting
anyone
near.
Be very, very careful.
Kitchen knife.
Because quite
I have
hard
got a scar from a kitchen knife. Yeah.
On that note, Glenn, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Luke and Lucy FM. Discussed it. We'd love to discuss in Halloween with you. We do want you back. I know you might discuss it on your podcast as well. That's Anytime Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast Show.
If you ever see a ghost, please let us know.
Glenn, do you want to leave us with a spooky tale? Have you got anything spooky that you can leave us with?
Yes, we were filming Most Haunted. There was some downtime. There was something going on in this particular hall in Cheshire. We were recording. It looked like a fluttering bat had got in. I thought, oh no, its sonar must have been damaged somehow and it can't work out where it's got into the building. And it was heading fast towards the wall. And sure enough, splat into the wall, fell to the ground beside me. I looked over the side of my chair. It wasn't actually a bat after all. It was a black and white photograph.
Shut
true story.
Up.
Yeah.
Oh, on my that God. Note, what was the photo of?
Of an old man.
On that note, if you know who this old man is that Glenn's talking about at Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy,
I want to go on and see these things.
Lucy, do you have any scary stories to leave us with?
Just your face.
Oh, that's brilliant. On that note, we are done. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Check out previous past episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. And Glenn Hunt, let's give him a round of applause there.
Thank you very much.
Glenn.
Oh, thank you, Glenn.
Always
thanks for
pleasure.
Being on Luke and Lucy FM. Hey, you know, another thing I've thought of that is quite good. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, there you go.
Pumpkin
mad. Are you
going
to treat yourself
absolutely
now?
Pumpkin
trick
mad.
Or treat yourself.
Oh,
you can treat us all.
She's ruined it.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
When you have 5 and 7-year-old boys, I can promise you they love superheroes.
Oh, it never goes away. Indy is 11 years old and he's obsessed with comics, cartoons, video games, all of it.
Adler and Keaton both have Spider-Man costumes, and if anything says Marvel on it, they are in.
Same. Which is why we love Lingo Kids. They have Marvel Spider-Man activities that are totally age-appropriate.
And safe. Made just for the little ones.
Plus, Disney's Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, all the characters your kids already love, and a few you're secretly hoping they'll get into.
I just load up the iPads with Lingo Kids before a trip, and with over 4,000 interactive activities, songs, and shows, it keeps their attention for hours.
Download Lingo Kids for free or go all in with Lingo Kids Plus for even more incredible content.
Choose the yearly plan and save up to 60%. Search Lingo Kids in the App Store or Google Play.
Lingo Kids, everything kids love.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.